Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. What a profound statement the Holy Spirit has made through Apostle Paul. And it's very important for us to understand, and one of the clear teachings of the Bible is that the gospel does not presuppose the superiority of any race or culture, especially in this day and age where critical race theory has emerged, and there is so much of issues on racism and so much of voice on it. And as a church and as a people of God, how are we supposed to respond to those things? And we have a very great thing in the scriptures that teaches us that there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. I was listening to this beautiful hymn by John Oxenham, written in 1908, a great English writer. This missionary hymn text was part of a script for a pageant at a giant missionary event sponsored by the London Missionary Society's exhibition. The Orient in London, it is estimated that over 250,000 people viewed this presentation. It was continued from 1908 to 1914, both in England and in the United States. An interesting account of the impact of this hymn relates an incident during the closing days of World War II, when two ships were anchored together, one containing Japanese aliens and the other American soldiers, all waiting to be repatriated. For an entire day, they lined the rails, glaring at one another. Suddenly, someone began to sing, "In Christ there is no east or west." Then another on the opposite ship joined in. Soon there was an extraordinary chorus of former enemies unitedly praising God with these words. My dear brothers and sisters, that's the power of song, that's the power of prayer, and that's the power of the love of Jesus Christ. So purpose, my dear brothers and sisters, to pray each day of the week for the work of the gospel in a different area of the world. Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America, the Middle East, the Pacific, the Caribbean, perhaps, for India, for your Indian subcontinent, wherever you are, pray for the Lord to send the missionaries into the field, and God will bless you. Amen. And become a missionary minded, because that's what God desires to bless you with. Amen. So I would encourage you, keep this hymn in your mind and remember that we are all one in Jesus Christ, and we will praise God abundantly. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the night's rest. We thank you for adding a lovely morning in our lives. We are grateful to you and we are thankful. You never fail. You never change. Your word remains the same. You always encourage us today and forever. Lord, you have removed every barrier of culture. You have removed every barrier of, Lord, from our lives, of a sin and of a racism from our lives, that we can live holy lives unto you. We can be all united and be one in Christ Jesus, praising the name of the living God. Lord, what a great hope you have given unto us. And I thank you for that. Today, we will carry this message into our heart. And Father, we will reach out to the souls and we pray for the missionaries to be blessed and to be sent all across the world to preach the gospel. Oh Lord God Almighty, I also pray that we will not be only people who will pray, but we'll be ready to go and be missionaries ourselves. And today, as we go to our jobs, to our businesses, to wherever we are, we will be missionaries of Jesus Christ. We will preach about Christ. We will talk about Jesus. We will reach out to the soul that is languishing and perishing or in a difficult situation. And we will be truly the salt and the light and a voice unto the nations. That's what we pray, O God. And that's what we ask of you. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we give you all the glory, O Father. Today, O Lord, I pray as your people have stepped out to their workplaces, that you will bless them, be with them, keep them from the evil one. I pray, Lord God Almighty, those who are sick, Lord, I speak healing into their bodies, and I send forth the healing virtue of God to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, honor you, adore you, appreciate you, and give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day. And I'm going to meet you on Sunday morning for our in-person service. God bless you, and bye-bye.